This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $18.5 billion in debt and 16 pages. Those are the operative numbers in Detroit's bankruptcy filing late this afternoon. The city's emergency manager, Kevin Orr, submitted a 16-page petition to the bankruptcy court in Detroit today after failing to come to terms with the city's creditors. Daniel Howes is the business columnist at the Detroit News. Mr. Howes, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Detroit's financial problems are well known. What happened? Why now this filing?
Well, the governor had appointed an emergency manager back in March, and it was very abundantly clear to us that this person's skill set were going to lead us to a Chapter 9 bankruptcy filing, and I wrote as much probably a month or so after he got here. But Detroit's problems have been building for some time. It's lost a quarter of its population in the last decade. It hasn't had a budget surplus since 2004. It's insolvent. It can't pay its debts, and the situation is getting worse. Citizens wait 58 minutes for a cop to come to a call. It is a really bad situation.
So what's the actual procedure of events here? The paperwork has been filed. Does that immediately put them into Chapter 9?
Yes, they're in Chapter 9. They get an automatic stay against any litigation, which is starting to really build now. Lawyers for unions and for retirees have been trying to get the state courts to block the governor from taking this action. And we'd expected it maybe as early as tomorrow or Monday at the latest. But there's a big hearing up in Ingham County, which is where the state capital is, on Monday. And I think there was a fear that the judge could issue some kind of temporary restraining order that might try to block the governor from taking this action. So he's taking it today.
You listed a bunch of things that have happened in Detroit, loss of population, infrastructure problems, all of those things. Given that, is there a way out of bankruptcy? I mean, eventually stories will say Detroit emerged from bankruptcy today. What's that going to look like?
Well, I don't know what it's going to look like. And I would say to you that I think the people that are doing this, much less the people like me that are covering it, don't know how this story is going to end. You know, the governor and his people seem to think that they can execute this bankruptcy in about 12 months, which would make it in time for the general election campaign next fall for his reelection. You talk to bankruptcy experts, and they pretty much laugh in your face when you say that. A lot of people think it could be a 3 to 5 year process. This is going to set a lot of precedent around the country. The emergency manager, Kevin Orr, has declared general obligation bonds to be unsecured debt, which has shocked the municipal markets. And he's also trying to give the unions and the pension funds quite a substantial haircut. So I think both public sector unions and the municipal markets are going to be looking at this because it's going to be setting a lot of precedent to see how a judge rules on what is the largest Chapter 9 bankruptcy in American history.
Go into those municipal markets for me for a second. What are the odds that anybody lends Detroit money to help them get through this bankruptcy?
Not good. And they've, in fact, the creditors have been bringing that point up. And then Kevin Orr, the emergency manager, has responded by saying, well, our plan is that Detroit wouldn't go to the public markets for 10 years and that we'd be self-financing. And I think the market's kind of, the response to that is, are you serious? The second thing they say is that it's going to have a very deleterious effect on other municipalities in Michigan and their abilities to borrow. Even next door to Detroit, Oakland County is a AAA-rated community, one of the best financially managed communities in the United States. And I think the fear is that their bond ratings are going to get whacked. And their people have, in fact, been quoted in the last 2 or 3 days saying that.
More to come on this story. Daniel Howes at the Detroit News. Mr. Howes, thanks a lot for your time, sir.